Hello, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine. I'm your host. And today we are going to double up and do two episodes, episodes 121.3 and 121.4, to do a little catch up. And so we are going to be reading chapters 13 and 14 in 2 Kings. So welcome to everybody out there. Thank you for joining me, especially those who are newcomers. If you found us, there's a reason. Always a reason. There's no accidents. You found us on purpose. So God's purpose. So I'm not going to dilly-dally because, two chapters today. I will pray, give you your Bible verse of the day, and then we'll dive in and start reading. So let's pray. Holy and mighty God, we come to your throne with hearts of thanksgiving and praise and worship you. We thank you. We thank you so much for all you have done, all you are doing, and all that you will be doing in our lives. You are the mighty God that brought the Israelites out of Egypt. You parted the Red Sea. And most of all, you raised your son from the dead, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for his sacrifice on the cross, the blood that he shed. And we thank you for raising him from the dead, because that was the whole purpose of what he came to this earth for. So thank you. He saved us from our sins, and we have eternal life because of that. Thank you. Lord, I lift up all those who are out there watching, listening. I pray blessings over each and every one of them. Watch over them, guide, protect them. Whatever their needs are, Lord, you know what they are, and I pray that your will be done in their lives, and I pray that they are looking to you for whatever their needs are. And it's always, like I say, it's not an accident that people are out there who find us, and I'm thankful for anyone and everyone who's out there listening. I pray blessings over my family, Jeremiah's family, our friends. As always, watch over, protect each one of us as we go through our days, our weeks. And I pray for those who are on a different path than following what you want them to be doing. I pray that you bring them back in, and I pray that you do it in a mighty way, that you will show them that it is you that's bringing them back into this life in Christ. So I just pray that, as always, your will be done. We want to be doing what you want us to be doing. So order our steps, order our lives, and keep us focused on what it is that you want us to be doing. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm sorry, I got a little frog in my throat. So I'll try not to cough too much. So today's Bible verse of the day, there are no coincidences. So the other day I was reading out of Genesis, when Joseph was talking about how his brothers were meaning to do evil against him, but God used it for good. And I mentioned Romans 8:28, and here we are. It showed up again for me. So I'm in that same theme of God's going to use all to the good and glory of his kingdom. So this is Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So anyone and everyone who love God and are being called according to his purpose, he's going to use all things, no matter what, whether it's good or bad. He uses it so that it furthers the kingdom and gets us that much closer to eternal life. So that's the Bible verse of the day. I hope it's not too repetitious. But again, you know, there was another one too that I was reading. And I think that was There was another one I was reading. Oh, well, of course, Philippians 4:13. That was my other. I was up in the air. So I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I love that verse. I used to have it over my treadmill because it kind of gave me that push to keep doing it. I should put it over my treadmill again because I think I need to see that every day to get back onto it. So that was the other thing. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. All right, let's go ahead and dive into episode 121.3. And this is chapter 13. And so we are reading about, okay, so Amaziah became the next king in the last chapter. Now we're talking about Jehoaz, I think that's how you say it. Jehoaz rules in Israel. Jehoaz, son of Jehu, began to rule over Israel in the 23rd year of King Joash's reign in Judah. He reigned in Samaria 17 years. But he did what was evil in the Lord's sight. He followed the example of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, continuing the sins that Jeroboam had led Israel to commit. So the Lord was very angry with Israel, and he allowed King Hazael of Aram and his son Ben-Hadad to defeat them repeatedly. Then Jehoaz prayed for the Lord's help, and the Lord heard his prayer, for he could see how severely the king of Aram was oppressing Israel. So the Lord provided someone to rescue the Israelites from the tyranny of the Arameans. Then Israel lived in safety again as they had in former days. But they continued to sin, following the evil example of Jeroboam. They also allowed the Asherah pole in Samaria to remain standing. Finally, Jehoaz's army was reduced to 50 charioteers, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers. The king of Aram had killed the others, trampling them like dust under his feet. The rest of the events in Jehoaz's reign, everything he did, and the extent of his power are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. When Jehoaz died, he was buried in Samaria. Then his son Jehoash became the next king. Jehoash rules in Israel. Jehoash, son of Jehoaz, began to rule over Israel in the 37th year of King Joash's reign in Judah. He reigned in Samaria 16 years, but he did what was evil in the Lord's sight. He refused to turn from the sins that Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had led Israel to commit. The rest of the events in Jehoash's reign and everything he did, including the extent of his power and his war with King Amaziah of Judah, are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. When Jehoash died, he was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Then his son, Jeroboam II, became the next king. Elisha's final prophecy. When Elisha was in his last illness, King Jehoash of Israel visited him and wept over him. My father, I see the chariots and charioteers of Israel." Elisha told him, "Get a bow and some arrows," and the king did as he was told. Elisha told him, "Put your hand on the bow," and Elisha laid his own hands on the king's hands. Then he commanded, "Open that eastern window," and he opened it. Then he said, "Shoot." So he shot an arrow. Elisha proclaimed, "This is the Lord's arrow, an arrow of victory over Aram, for you will completely conquer the Arameans of Aphek." Then he said, "Now pick up the other arrows and strike them against the ground." So the king picked them up and struck the ground three times. But the man of God was angry with him. "You should have struck the ground five or six times," he exclaimed. "Then you would have beaten Aram until it was entirely destroyed. Now you will be victorious only three times." Then Elisha died and was buried. Groups of Moabite raiders used to invade the land each spring. Used to. Once, when some Israelites were burying a man, they spied a band of these raiders, so they hastily threw the corpse into the tomb of Elisha and fled. But as soon as the body touched Elisha's bones, the dead man revived and jumped to his feet. King Hazael of Aram had oppressed Israel during the entire reign of King Jehoaz, but the Lord was gracious and merciful to the people of Israel, and they were not totally destroyed. He pitied them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to this day he still has not completely destroyed them or banished them from his presence. King Hazael of Aram died, and his son Ben-Hadad became the next king. Then Jehoash, son of Jehoaz, recaptured from Ben-Hadad, son of Hazael, the towns that had been taken from Jehoash's father, Jehoaz. Jehoash defeated Ben-Hadad on three occasions, and he recovered the Israelite towns. So that's what he said. That's what he said was going to happen. He would have three times victory, right? That's right. Amaziah rules in Judah, chapter 14. Amaziah, son of Joash, began to rule over Judah in the second year of the reign of King Jehoash of Israel. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother was Jehoadin from Jerusalem. Amaziah did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight, but not like his ancestor David. Instead, he followed the example of his father Joash. Amaziah did not destroy the pagan shrines, and the people still offered sacrifices and burned incense there. When Amaziah was well established as king, he executed the officials who had assassinated his father. However, he did not kill the children of the assassins, for he obeyed the command of the Lord as written by Moses in the book of the law. Parents must not be put to death for the sins of their children, nor children for the sins of their parents. Those deserving to die must be put to death for their own crimes. Amaziah also killed 10,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He also conquered Sela and changed its name to Jokteel, as it is called to this day. One day, Amaziah sent messengers, with this challenge to Israel's king Jehoash, the son of Jehoaz and grandson of Jehu. Come and meet me in battle. But King Jehoash of Israel replied to King Amaziah of Judah with this story. Out in the Lebanon mountains, a thistle sent a message to a mighty cedar tree. Give your daughter in marriage to my son. But just then, a wild animal of Lebanon came by and stepped on the thistle, crushing it. You have indeed defeated Edom, and you are proud of it, but be content with your victory and stay at home. Why stir up trouble that will only bring disaster on you and the people of Judah? But Amaziah refused to listen, so King Jehoash of Israel mobilized his army against King Amaziah of Judah. The two armies drew up their battle lines at Beth Shemesh in Judah. Judah was routed by the army of Israel, and its army scattered and fled home. King Jehoash of Israel captured Judah's king Amaziah, son of Joash, and grandson of Ahaziah at Beth Shemesh. Then he marched to Jerusalem, where he demolished 600 feet of Jerusalem's wall from the Ephraim gate to the corner gate. He carried off all the gold and silver and all the articles from the temple of the Lord. He also seized the treasures from the royal palace along with hostages and then returned to Samaria. The rest of the events in Joash's reign and everything he did, including the extent of his power and his war with King Amaziah of Judah, are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. When Jehoash died, he was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel, and his son, Jeroboam II, became the next king. King Amaziah of Judah lived for 15 years after the death of King Jehoash of Israel. The rest of the events of Amaziah's reign are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Judah. There was a conspiracy against Amaziah's life in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But his enemies sent assassins after him, and they killed him there. They brought his body back to Jerusalem on a horse, and he was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. All the people of Judah had crowned Amaziah's 16-year-old son Uzziah as king in place of his father Amaziah. After his father's death, Uzziah rebuilt the town of Eleth and restored it to Judah. Jeroboam II rules in Israel. Jeroboam II, the son of Joash, began to rule over Israel in the 15th year of King Amaziah's reign in Judah. He reigned in Samaria 41 years. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight. He refused to turn from the sins that Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had led Israel to commit. Jeroboam II recovered the territories of Israel between Lebo Hamath and the Dead Sea, just as the Lord, the God of Israel, had promised through Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet from Gath-Hepher. For the Lord saw the bitter suffering of everyone in Israel and that there was no one in Israel, slave or free, to help them. And because the Lord had not said he would blot out the name of Israel completely, he used Jeroboam II, the son of Jehoash, to save them. Well, isn't that interesting? He's using all things for the good of the kingdom, just like we read. The rest of the events in the reign of Jeroboam II and everything he did, including the extent of his power, his wars, and how he recovered for Israel both Damascus and Hamath, which had belonged to Judah, are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. When Jeroboam died, he was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Then his son Zechariah became the next king. All right. Isn't there a book called Zechariah? Zephaniah. No, there is a Zechariah book. The book of Zechariah. Well, maybe that'll be interesting when we get to it towards the end of the Old Testament. Anyway, all right. Well, this is more history. It's a lot of kings. It's a lot of names. I'm leaving it up to you, our listeners, to pursue more of what the history is. And if you're that interested, keep doing what you're doing. I believe that doing your own studies is very important. I'm merely just a stepping stone. So that's it for the reading today. As always, I never let a day go by without giving anyone out there the opportunity to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's not me doing it, it's you. It's your relationship with God and what's in your heart. I am merely going to say the prayer of salvation, and you can say it with. So I hope that today is your day to turn a corner. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It is his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. Welcome into the family of Jesus Christ. You are adopted by God, handpicked by him. We pray every day for those who have gone off the beaten path to come back to the Lord, that he will bring you back in. Well, this was your moment. You can always rewind and say it again. So it's not as if it's like a one and done and you're finished. You can always go backwards and say the prayer. We always encourage you to A, tell the person who's been praying for you. B, get to a church so you can have any questions that you may have answered. And get involved with your church, always. There's ministries, mission work, volunteer work, Bible studies, tons of things that you can use your gifts and talents to further the kingdom. So always get involved, because there are always needs at the church. We would love to hear from you. You can email us, Lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. You can message us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. That's it for today. We, as always, are blessed and love. love, love leading this Bible study every day. Sometimes it doesn't work out every day and we double up or we just take over from where we were at, but we do try to stay on track getting into the Word. So that's it for today. I don't know what time of day it is. I don't know what day it is for you, but I'm glad you were here today and I pray that you have a blessed day or a blessed evening, whatever it might be. Hopefully tomorrow Jeremiah will be here with and we'll be able to record together. So God bless you. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.